Wessels, John. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. September 14, 1899. Dear Brother John Wessels, your letter is received. Thank you for responding. All that you say is reasonable, and it is the only course that you can pursue. The Lord will adjust these matters if we will let Him work His own plans. We are laborers together with God. He is the great worker. He works in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Bear this in mind, for it is an important statement. Unless the Lord build the house, the labor is vain. Oh, how much need there is of practical, experimental religion in building up the work that is to be done for this time. Let us remember, my brother, that the eye of the Lord is over all His works. He reads as an open book the secrets of every heart. Lean your whole weight upon Him. He will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Things will soon adjust themselves. I have been waiting for my brethren to set things in order. Since that long council meeting held at the school, I have written out some matters that the Lord has given me. While there are places in which Brother Morse can serve, it is not as a superintendent or a manager. We leave this morning for Newcastle with our own horse and carriage. Our destination is Wallsend, and we start as soon as it is broad daylight. Sister Wessels, I think the girl Sarah has spoken to you about by letter had better go to you, because you need not keep her 1 week or 1 day longer than you need her. There are places open for her if at any time you decide that she will not suit you. I am anxious for you to have someone at once. I would not have you tax yourself now on any account. In Bessie Packham, you will have a girl that you can instruct and help, and one that you may be sure will. Be of good courage in the Lord, and trust wholly in Him. Give my love to Sister Anthony, and tell her to encourage cheerfulness and hope in the Lord, and make melody to God in her heart. Open the windows of the soul heavenward, and let the sweet, warming rays of the sun of righteousness in. Close the windows earthward, shutting out the atmosphere of unbelief which worries the soul. Jesus is not a dead, but a living Savior. Praise His holy name. Love to all.